Hey, boys and girls, Fish and Frank here. And, you know, we got stores in Port Charlotte. We got stores in North Fort Myers in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership. And right now might not be a bad time to kind of check out, you know, some of the tackle stores in your area. Our place or one of the other ones. What you're going to be looking for is maybe an 8-foot rod. I mean, this is really the time to start thinking about those longer rods. The water's really clear. We were up river, and even the water up on the creeks of the river is very clear. We were fishing up around the trestles, and we got a little too close, spooked the fish off. We were able to catch some snook. We found some mangrove snappers, some other things up by 75. We're just out testing one of the little boats and decided to have some fun. But it's about staying away from where you're fishing. If you're used to fishing 50 feet off the mangroves and casting up in there, you want to be 75 or 100 feet off the mangroves. You want to extend that distance out. And the only way to do that is to lighten up the line. Go down to 10 or 15 pound test braid. Get an 8-foot rod, small reel. You really want it to zing. Don't get a light action rod. You don't run a rear whippy tip, because when you cast, that tip bobbles back and forth, hitting the line as it's trying to pass through the guide slows down your cast. Stay with something like a medium heavy, and 8 to 17 or something like that, or a little tighter. Now, you're going to make a big cast, and there's fish up by these mangroves and stuff. There's fish in the Mica Cutoff, redfish. There's redfish down by Pine Island, redfish off Kaopalu, moving redfish in Bull and Turtle Bay. But it's about staying back. If you're back further, you can cast up and those fish will eat. Once you get too close, they either spook off or just don't bite. Now, the other trick you're going to need right now is the fishing is very, very good. There's a lot of fish out there. Crazy amounts of fish. But you're fishing them different. The redfish up around Pine Island by the Indian fields and all that back over Matt Lachey, it's a shrimp thing. You want to fish with shrimp there. Now, if you get around front on Pine Island Sound, doing better on the crabs. Getting up into Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, they're hitting either crabs or white bait, maybe shrimp, but not as much as down over by Matt Lachey area. If you're fishing snook up in Mica Cutoff, ton of snook there. White bait under a bobber. If you're down fishing snook in Turtle Bay, you're going to be using freeline white bait. If you're over up against some of the islands, it's a shrimp. Or better yet, if you're underneath the docks, it's a pinfish. Because the snook seem to be laying deep with the clear water. They're hugging the bottom real close. And a white bait swims around up by the top. That pinfish is going to go right down by the bottom. Now, you're starting to see a pattern here. You're saying, oh, everything's one hit and one. The pattern is try and take two or three types of bait with you. And what we were doing to catch fish is we were taking frozen white bait in a package. I was taking a pair of scissors with me because I was cutting them into three little pieces. Putting the hook in the piece, I'd use the head section, middle section, and tail section. Before I threw the tail section out as bait, I cut the flipper part of the fin off. I didn't want that obstructing the bite, and it makes your line spin up. Now, over by 75, we found some fish, but if I was using split shots enough to get down there, we were missing the fish. If you put a slip sinker on, an egg sinker, above your leader, you tie your hook on, go about 20 inches back to your swivel or line-to-line knot, and let your sinker slide above that. When the fish are biting, they tap, 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 and you can get that fish. If the fish feels the resistance of the weight before you feel the bite, they got you, and you lose a lot of bait that way. What you're going to need to do, fish 15 minutes one way. If you don't get a hit, try a different technique, a different bait. If you're using bobbers, go to freeline, go to sinkers, mix and match, and then I wouldn't stay in a spot much more than a half hour, 40 minutes. And then I'm going to go to the next spot. And then the whole testing thing starts over again. Do they want shrimp? Are they going to eat a piece of frozen bait, dead bait? Or they want a crab? Do they want a white bait? You really got to look around. And white bait's moving in. There's some really big white bait down south by St. James. Jug Creek has got a lot of white bait on it. There's a little bit around Marker 2, Marker 1, some of the other markers in the harbor. And if you're not good at throwing a cast net, once you hit some of the deeper areas, just use a sabiki rig. You can catch enough. You don't have to throw handfuls of chum. You can catch a lot of fish just putting that bait out there. So get a few pieces of bait. Enjoy your day. Move. Change. These are all the things you're going to have to do to catch fish. A lot of fish out there, but you got to get trickier. And that's the way to do it right now. This is Fish and Frank. Stores in Port Charlotte and a store in North Fort Myers in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership. Thanks for listening, you guys. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you on the next. Bye.
Hook, sinker, and line. I said fish, 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 fish.